Hello, my name is Jaira. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
It's not an emergency. I want to know when you're going to call me and if I've got the right number. I live in Houston County in Dolphin, outside in I'm so upset over this. I live in, where do I live? Ashburn, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. Have you already called the pre-register line and pre-registered the vaccine hotline?
I called a couple of days ago, and I've also called the hospital, and I'm wondering if what would you say to me if you called me?
Yes, ma'am. If you pre-register with the vaccine hotline, they fax your form to the health department, and the health department gives you a call in the next week or two, and they give you a call to schedule you. So they're going to give you a call from the health department. If you miss the call, that's when they'll go ahead and email you.
Oh, but they won't call. I won't get a scam call, will you? That's what I'm afraid of. And
No, they don't scam call you. They give you a call from the regular health department. Well, what county are you in?
Oh, okay. Well, then nobody else will be calling me, right?
Oh, no, ma'am. Nobody else gives you a call. It's from it's directly from your county's health department.
Oh, okay. And what if I call other numbers pertaining to this in the county? Do I get a...
Well, I don't know about any other... I wouldn't know about any other places that you call. We're Department of Health, so the only thing we do is give testing sites on this line. And we also have a vaccine hotline that I know of that pre-register you for the vaccine. But any other places, I honestly wouldn't know of.
Well, do you have that number so I can call? If I did call it, which I don't know, I've called so many, I don't want to keep calling and bothering you, you know?
Yes, the vaccine hotline, their number is 855-566.
Wait a minute. And I'll keep this with the other number. Yeah, here. Put it here. 855. Is that 1-8, ma'am?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. You don't necessarily have to have that. But it's 855-566.
If I don't call it, if I did call it and it's in twice, will you find it when you look it up?
I'm sorry, I can't really hear you, ma'am. Repeat that for me.
I said, if I had dialed it before twice, when you're ready to give me the appointment, do you look it up on the computer?
No, ma'am, you don't have to do anything on the computer. The number, this is the pre-register line, so the only thing they strictly do is pre-register you and fax your form to the health department. So they can't see if you're already in the system or anything like that. They just pre-register you.
And then they'll call me like you're going to call me?
They don't give you a call. The health department in your county, they fax your form to the health department in your county. And then the health department in your county gives you a call. So that's where the call is going to come from, the health department.
Is this the number I called the health department?
No, that number is a pre-register line, so if you wanted to pre-register again, you'll call that number. But they can't schedule you. They just pre-register you and fax your form to the health department.
Oh, but they're going to call me anyway, right?
The health department is going to give you a call, yes, ma'am.
And this is the health department?
No, ma'am. That's the pre-register line. That's the vaccine hotline.
Well, can I have the number just in case?
Do you want the health department's number?
Well, you gave me the health department number, 1-800-270-7268.
Okay, that's not the health department. that's not the health department in your county. They have a different phone. This is the number you'll get a call from, okay? So what county are you in?
Oh, Houston.
Okay, hold for 1 second. Okay, their number is 334.
Hold it. 334.
678.
What was that?
678.
678. Yes.
2800.
2800.
That's correct.
That's what I just wrote.
Right, yes, ma'am. That's Houston County Health Department.
And they're going to call me.
Right, that's who gives you a call to schedule you. That other number, which is 855, they just pre-register you.
881 already pre-registered, right?
Did you ever call that number to register?
I don't know.
Okay, if you didn't, then that's fine. You can go ahead and call them now and pre-register yourself. And that 334 number, that's who's going to give you a call back to schedule you, okay?
Oh, all right, hold on. Finish that. Oh, no, that's the one I have. Give me the other one you were going to give me.
It's
855. 855. All right.
566.
560.
No, ma'am. 566.
566.
And the last four digits are 5333.
5333.
Yes, ma'am. 5333.
All right. Well, how can I find out when you're gonna call me? I'm 81. I'm gonna be 82. And I can leave the house, but I have to stay in the car.
Right. It only takes them about a week or two to give you a call back to schedule you. The health department, they're going to give you a call back automatically. It just takes a minute because they have so many people pre-registering.
Well, can I call and just check if they don't call me?
Yes, ma'am, you can if you would like. They don't close until 5.
And that's the one that you just gave me, 333.
You need to contact the health department, the 334 number, Houston County Health Department. That's who you'll contact to see where you're at on that list.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you very much. But, I mean, I called over a week ago.
Right, yes, ma'am. So try to see if you can call them back to see where you're at as far as that list, okay? And see if they can give you any update.
Thank you. Bye now.
No problem. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health. You enjoy your day today, okay?
Thank you very much.